Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Peter Canan, and I am a senior trader on RBC BlueBay's leveraged finance team located in Stamford, Connecticut. On the morning of Tuesday, August 12th, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released July's Consumer Price Index data. CPI, as it is referred to, increased by 20 basis points on a headline basis month over month, in line with the survey median. Excluding food and energy, CPI increased by 30 basis points month over month, also in line with the survey median. The year-over-year readings rose 2.7% on a headline basis and 3.1% excluding food and energy, basically in line with the survey medians of 2.8 and 3%. Drilling down into the data, we see that goods inflation was weaker than expected in this report, which is a signal that tariff-related costs are not being passed on to the consumer. However, this was offset by a stronger reading in services, with airfare up 4% month over month after a decline in the last five readings. Medical services also rose 0.8% month over month. So what does this reading mean for the markets and the Fed's rate decision? There is no FOMC meeting for the month of August, but the annual Jackson Hole Economics Policy Symposium takes place between August 21st and 23rd. At last year's event, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated that monetary policy should shift towards potential rate cuts. At the September 2024 meeting, the Fed cut rates by 50 basis points and then by 25 basis points in both November and December. We expect this year's Jackson Hole meeting to offer an opportunity to Powell to again nod towards monetary easing. While there are some hot spots in this month's inflation reading, it's probably not enough to deter the doves on the committee. Markets are now pricing in a 96% chance of a 25 basis point rate cut in September, up from 86% before the reading. This is consistent with our base case view that the Fed will cut 1 to 2 times this year. While we have flagged a slowing pace of activity below 2% in the second half of 2025, deregulation and policy easing could point towards a more upbeat outlook for the economy as we move through 2026. Corporate earnings so far have failed to provide naysayers with evidence suggesting that there is deep trouble ahead. Thanks for joining this week's edition of the Weekly Fix. Enjoy the rest of your summer and see you next time.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.